Hey, this is T.A. and Marion calling in from day 15 of paddling north, temporarily paddling south. We're celebrating that we passed our 600-kilometer mark. Don't have the exact figure. We're probably at kilometer 620 or so, but it took us a long time to find camp today because there was a huge amount of ice damage and huge, super sticky mud shores, but we ended up now at a campsite that we're loving. We're calling it Lily Creek because we got the water lily into the creek and it's pumping out power for our batteries. There's a little bit of internet if we stand in just the right spot, so that means we'll be able to send out some pictures from the last couple of days. And we had a great day. The current has picked up in the river, so we made 50K today without stretching our arms too much. I mean, we definitely paddled all day. Some sun, some cloud, a little bit of rain. I think we're getting some rain tonight. There's a really mottled sky at the moment. The clouds are absolutely amazing. And the river's going serenely by, and I'm looking at a palette of green and grays and beiges as I'm watching the river go by. We've got our kitchen tarp all set up in case it rains, tents up, and feeling that we've had another fabulous day here on the Athabasca River. And we want to send out a big shout-out and congratulations to the newly minted Dr. Price. Hillary, we're so proud of you. Congratulations. Hope you have fun at convocation. And can't wait to hear about it next time we have a bigger internet. We had savory oatmeal yesterday for breakfast, so some cheese and some nuts and seeds and a little bit of tamari. Today was mixed berry with a little bit of chocolate granola, so it was kind of a black foresty kind of oatmeal. Lunch has been the kind of standard, you know, either cheese and torts or salami and torts. And then last night was kind of everything curry surprise with a little bit of bacon because we need to get our bacon eaten. And had a little bit of leftovers and had that for lunch. Don't quite know yet what's for supper. I got to go barrel diving. I was contemplating kind of cheesy cauliflower and maybe some stewed rhubarb. We'll see. I have to go barrel diving. I used to do that earlier, but we were so excited to have a creek to put the water lily turbine into to give it a true great test. And it took a little bit of engineering and some different trials to get it working, and at the moment it's pumping it out, so that's pretty darn exciting. And Marion's looking downstream at the moment and scanning the horizon for any wildlife. It was a fairly quiet day in the wildlife department. A couple of deer gave us a magic moment as we drifted by. Three of them, actually, a pair of two deer let us just watch on by, and then another deer never spooked at all. Saw another pair of nesting eagles, and last night we had a beaver. We had a beaver, and the beaver at about 1 o'clock in the morning decided to demonstrate its most amazing beaver tail slapping skill. So a beaver slaps its tail. Sometimes I think just to go for a big old dive, but a lot of times they slap them in alert. So we don't know which reason it was slapping for, but for about half an hour, just as we'd be dozing off to sleep, it would slap its tail and wake us up and make us think something was snapping branches near us and waking us up and things. And eventually I heard the slapping go further off, and I knew it finally swam over to the other side of the river. So we were a little bit cranky with the beaver, but I'm glad the beaver's here because beavers do important work. We've seen some amazing, amazing beaver work on the sides of the river, areas where they have felled trees that look to be at least 24 inches in circumference, 12, 18 inches in diameter. Pretty amazing, chewed all around until they finally fall. So they've